This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 1041 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Friday night. Welcome in. It is a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. I've got you till 8 o'clock this evening. We only have one guest today, which is great. Jerry Palm's going to be with us joining in about 10-12 minutes or so. He's going to talk with us about the college football playoff. Tonight's game is 20-25 minutes away from kicking off. We'll play back some audio from Jim Montgomery. He spoke earlier today. The Blues have a late-night game tonight playing out in Salt Lake City against the Utah Mammoth. But outside of that, you got me and I got you. So we'll probably, we don't do this as often as I'd like to. We'll probably open up the phone lines a bit today at 314-436-7900. Here's what I actually like to do. So we'll see when we get to it, but just kind of put this in the back of your mind. Because like during the holiday period, basically we didn't have any sports open lines. We've had a lot of short shows, whether it's because of football or basketball or whatever it might be. We haven't done a lot of two-hour shows like this where we've got a little bit of time to breathe and talk through some things. So we will get to your calls later on, and I am curious to hear from you, like specifically call, and we'll take text messages. You can text in at 314-436-7900. You can certainly tweet at me at Matt Pauly on air. For those of you who are watching on the video stream, we welcome your comments as well on the chat. But I do feel like sometimes the messaging we get from social media doesn't totally represent what everybody is feeling. So as we're, you know, past the new year now and we're getting closer and closer to pitchers and catchers reporting, I would be very curious to see where Cardinals fans are at with this thing, how they feel about the work that Heim Bloom has done so far, even though it feels incomplete at this point with people like Brendan Donovan and JoJo Romero and Nolan Arenado on the roster, three players who I think are going to be traded before the season does get started and probably even before spring training gets started, but certainly no guarantee of that. The Ketel Marte news from today is notable from a Brendan Donovan standpoint because the Diamondbacks have said they're not going to trade him, that they have essentially taken him off the market. Now, I will remind you that can be a negotiating ploy. There's nothing stopping other teams from calling up the Diamondbacks and offering them players for Marte. Like that, you know, that can happen. So just because they say that or just because it's being reported, but, you know, basically he seems to be off the market, and that would appear at a surface level good for the Cardinals because now teams that are in that market for someone who can play second base, there is one less guy, and that guy is really, really good in Marte. One less guy available. That may make the Donovan situation a little bit different, where if a team kind of looked at Donovan as being their backup plan because they were really going hard after Marte, well, now all of a sudden, Donovan might not be the backup plan anymore. He might be the primary focus, and if that's the case, that could potentially change the type of return that the Cardinals get for him. I have no clue. You know, there was the Ken Rosenthal report a few days ago about basically the Cardinals view Donovan as a star, and therefore that's the type of return they're looking, the return that they would get for a star player, and it was kind of inferred that the industry is pushing back on that. Again, I take reports like that with a complete and total grain of salt, for sure, but I don't have much of a grasp or much of an expectation on what the Cardinals are going to get back for Donovan. I would be absolutely shocked but pleasantly surprised if they go get like a top 50 level prospect as part of a package for him. It seems like somebody on the backside of the top 100 would be somewhat likely, but I don't know. I don't know what it's going to end up looking like when all is said and done. Well, also, the bulk of the show today actually is going to be spent kind of talking through some of the things that Rob Manfred has said in the last day or so. So Rob Manfred's done some media. He was on WFAN in New York with Craig Carden, our sister station, and he has floated out the idea of an in-season tournament, which I hate. He floated out the idea of a off-season signing window or a signing deadline. I think he used the term signing deadline, which I don't like, but I like that conversation is at least getting started, because I do think Major League Baseball needs to assess the way they do handle the offseason and what they can potentially do to keep a spotlight on the sport as much as possible. Kevin Wheeler and I were talking about this off air a little bit before the show. We were going to get to it. We never got to it in Rush Hour Sports. But he and I disagree a little bit on that, because I do think Rob Manfred's right in that there is value in more activity in the offseason, and trying to get most of that activity to happen, say, in December, and certainly well before pitchers and catchers are reporting, where there's already a spotlight on the sport. In the kitchen here at KMOX, Kevin and I were talking about that, and Kevin pushed back on that and said, well, what value does that really bring? So we will discuss that. In-season tournament, that Manfred also talked about divisions, because they are going to do baseball realignment. This surprised me, because when everybody has put together the what the new divisions might look like, or what the new quads may look like, a lot of people have thought that, you know, they're going to add two more teams and go to 32, and that creates a scenario where you can have groups of four in these divisions or quads, whatever you want to call them. Most times, like for example, in our region, the assumption has been that both Chicago teams would be in a division or a quad together, the White Sox and the Cubs. Yankees and Mets would be together. Dodgers and Angels and Padres would be together, the SoCal teams. Well, Manfred did not get into any details, but he said that's not actually what he wants, that in his thought process on the realignment of baseball, that the Cubs and White Sox would not be in the same division together. And that has an impact on the Cardinals, because you would assume that the Cardinals and Cubs are going to remain together. You would think that they would probably want to keep the Cubs and Brewers together. You would think that they would probably want to have the Brewers and Twins together. You would think the Cardinals, they'd probably want to have the Royals with them being in the same. Like, there's all these things. And then when you add in the fact that you have to have rivals for these other, you know, teams as well, geographically, it may not be as easy as people have put it together. So those are our baseball topics that we're going to get to. We got a lot of baseball to get to today, and that's where we're going to be welcoming in your phone calls and your text messages and everything to comment in on all these different things, because we got a ton of baseball stuff to get in. We're going to talk through all these various things that were that were out there. So we'll do a little bit of football. Jerry Palm is going to join us in mere moments. We'll talk with him about the national college football playoff semifinal game that is going on this evening. And we'll look back at yesterday, today as well. That's all coming up in just a moment. You are locked into a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win, only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Tonight it is the next college football playoff semifinal. Last night, Miami advancing with a win against Ole Miss. And tonight it's going to be Indiana and Oregon. We're so happy to be able to welcome back onto the program one of our absolute favorite people to be able to talk college athletics with. You check out his website. You should be checking out his website on an everyday basis. It is palmbrackets.com. Again, palm, like the palm of your hand. Palmbrackets.com. He is Jerry Palm. Jerry, thanks for coming back on KMOX. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing all right. Last night's game was certainly entertaining. Before we get to Miami, how much credit do you give Ole Miss for everything they've gone through, losing their coach, losing assistant coaches as the week is going along, reports of other assistant coaches basically recruiting some of the kids to try to get them to LSU? Like, so much strife was going on, yet they played. They could have won that game last night. That was a remarkable run for them.
Oh, fabulous. You're right. I mean, there was, you know, for those of you who think that, you know, all the stuff going on off the field could affect the team, and it absolutely can, you really have to give Ole Miss a lot of credit for, you know, just focusing on the task at hand. I think it helped that when Kiffin left, they appointed a permanent coach. They didn't appoint an interim coach. So now you've got that. There's just a stability in that. And I think that helped a lot. And also, you know, they had good game plans. They had good players. Chambliss was terrific yesterday in a losing effort. And he was probably the better of the two quarterbacks, which is saying something because Beck was also pretty good. But, tremendous game. Great, you know, drama the whole way. It was, if you weren't entertained by that, you just can't be entertained.
Are you at all surprised, like in this era that we're living in right now, where the NCAA lets guys, the Penn State just signed a kid who's going into his eighth year of eligibility. Are you at all surprised that Trinidad Chambliss was not given a sixth year of eligibility by the NCAA?
Yeah, but I don't know the circumstance. You know, the NCAA is, I don't know that they're just pulling names out of a hat or anything like that. There's probably something in whatever those rules are that prevented them from doing it. But, yeah, it's kind of weird how old players can get anymore. And now they're, you know, in basketball at least, and probably other sports too, you can get guys coming out of the pros,
yeah,
to play, which Baylor just did. And we've seen European pros have come over and play in college ball. At Purdue's got a guy, Obermeyer from Israel. So you see that a lot, but it's now you're getting American players that have, you know, were drafted in the NBA, but as long as you don't sign a contract, I guess you still have college eligibility. There might be some 30-year-old guy out there who's still got eligibility because he never signed a contract.
Yeah, it's the Wild West for sure. So when all of a sudden guardrails are put in, it feels a little off, but maybe that's a step in the right direction. Miami gets that win last night, and they were not perfect. It felt like they kept shooting themselves in the foot, but somehow, some way, they found a way. So I guess give credit to a Miami team that made so many mistakes yet still won.
Yeah, well, resilient is what they are. It's and they have to be, because as talented as they are, they're not always the most talented team on the field, just in pure athletic ability. And you know, Carson Beck would, you know, make one bad play and two good ones to make up for it. The touchdown run, you know, that play call was great because it shifted everybody over to one side and it opened up a lane for him in case he couldn't throw the ball. Now, that probably isn't why they ran that play or how that play was intended to be executed, but it sure worked out well for them. And you know, good on him for being able to see that, you know, that wide open run to the end zone, and that's just making a play. And when you get these guys that have been around a long time like he has, then, you know, you get that experience and you can read these situations and make plays.
Just the fact that they were able to win in the fashion that they did, from a talent standpoint, because, I mean, this is a Miami team that just barely sneaks into the playoff. They get in and they go on this run. Like, what is it that has led them from being a team that almost didn't get into the playoff at all to all of a sudden be one win away from a national championship?
Well, Miami's a good defensive team. And, you know, the old adage is that defense wins championships. That they rely on their defense. They rely on their running game. You've got now a quarterback who obviously is a pretty good quarterback thrower as well. But, you know, I just think that part of it is just attitude and part of it is circumstance. We've seen so far, for example, that getting a bye is not a blessing in this system.
Yeah.
You know, Indiana is the first team and only team to win after having a month off. It's almost a full month off before you play again. And that's just, it's really hard to keep your edge. You know, when you're sitting around that long and you're home for the holidays at some point, you probably have final exams for the kids that are, you know, sticking around as students. It's hard. And I don't think it's a coincidence that those teams are 1-7. And so Miami, you know, really had the benefit of, even though you have to play a road game, and back in their case, of, you know, not having to wait so long to play.
Are they going to get this calendar fixed at some point? Because it is, I mean, all aspects of the college football calendar, to the layoff, to how much time you have to wait for when the transfer portal is open. I mean, everything about it to me seems terrible.
Yeah, I think the fix for this is they expand to 16 and everybody's on the same calendar. Everybody's playing that first week. And then you can still use the bowls the way you use the bowls. But now you don't have teams sitting around longer than everybody else. And my guess is that's how they would fix that problem if they're intent on fixing that problem. There's probably bigger plans in mind, at least in some people's minds, in probably the SEC and the Big Ten, we'll see what they do. But I think at a minimum, they need to go to 16 just so everybody can be on the same calendar.
Do you eliminate the conference championship weekend?
Not necessarily, because you're only adding one game for four teams. Well, and you're adding four teams. So you're adding four new teams, and then you're adding one game for the four that had byes. And, you know, they'll probably be just as happy because, as we've learned, it's not really an advantage.
Tonight's game, it's going to begin underway shortly. It's a rematch of a game earlier this year. Oregon and Indiana. Indiana just continues to be an absolute juggernaut. Every time it feels like maybe they've run into a team that's going to give them something, they steamroll them the way they did against Alabama previously. There's a lot of folks in St. Louis pulling for Indiana. Our media market here is filled with Indiana folks, so it feels like maybe there's a skew here in St. Louis, but Indiana seems to be well position going into tonight's game.
They feel inevitable, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, they're the team that figured out how to win with a month off. Now they're going to play a team they already know how to beat. They just feel, you know, like this juggernaut that you wonder how you're ever going to beat them, at least this year. So, Cignetti's done a great job turning that program around. I, of course, am from Indiana, but I went to Purdue. So, you know, I'm rooting for Oregon tonight, but for most of the state, it's all IU fever, and it should be because this is a tremendous team, and I hesitate to say program because it's only 2 years, but boy, it's funny how fast you can turn things around in college sports these days.
Is the equation for Oregon finding a way to win just Dante Moore taking over the game?
Well, you know, also the defense has to step up. I think if IU scores 30 points again, that's going to be hard to overcome. So they're going to have to find a way to create turnovers, make some plays on defense, you know, get some stops. Obviously, 30 points, you're getting stops, but they just need to assert themselves defensively and ideally cause some turnovers so that you get their offense off the field and get short fields for yourself on occasion, but just get them off the field without points. And the more that they can do that, obviously, you keep them from scoring, you got a better chance to win.
What's your initial just reaction to the fact that now we're going on 3 years without an SEC team in the national championship?
Yeah, well, you know, everybody cycles. And the SEC is, at least in the playoffs, in a down cycle. They do well in the regular season still. But I think, and part of that scheduling. But it's just one of those things where it's not working out for them. And, you know, they've been putting, like, Georgia's 0-2 in the quarterfinals. You know, it's hard to get your best team to put their, you know, to advance in this system, and their best teams have not been advancing, and that's a problem.
With Jerry Palm, one last thing for jumping over to college basketball. It feels like a golden age right now in St. Louis because St. Louis University is absolutely rolling.
Yeah,
they won at the Siegel Center for the first time ever at VCU. On that same night, Missouri wins at Rupp Arena for the first time ever. Oh, yeah, by the way, Illinois is a top 20 team. If you love college basketball, right now is a good time to be a college basketball fan here in the St. Louis area.
Yeah, well, you know, SLU went out and hired the Indiana State coach and brought some of his players with him. And, you know, that's a guy who knows how to build a program and is a good coach. And, you know, the SLU is going to be a team to watch. I think when they get to the tournament, you're going to see that that they are a team that a lot of people's brackets are going to be picked to go a game or two deep, at least, into this tournament. And, you know, Mizzou is coming along as a program. It's Dennis Gates has done a great job there getting this thing moving, and you know Illinois is always good. So it's a great year for college basketball. I'm pretty excited about it, and like I said before, I'm a Purdue fan. Boilermakers are looking pretty good too.
Yeah, they had that one game. What was it, against Iowa State, where they kind of laid an egg? But outside of that, they have looked absolutely unstoppable.
Yeah, second half they couldn't make a basket to save their lives, but yeah, it's they're looking really good too. There are so many good players and teams now in college basketball that the NCAA tournament is going to be wide open, I think.
He is Jerry Palm. You follow him on Twitter at JPPalm85. His website is an absolute must visit. You should be doing it on a daily basis. PalmBrackets.com, PalmBrackets.com. Check it out for yourself. He is Jerry Palm. Jerry, thanks so much for your time. Enjoy watching the game tonight, and I'm sure we'll be talking a lot of college basketball here over the next few months.
All right, thanks.
Awesome, very good. That's Jerry Palm joining us on the program. We appreciate him taking a moment or so with us. It really, like, we got that college basketball question in at the end. How awesome was it the other night when SLU goes to VCU and winning in that specific building, the Siegel Center? They've never done that. And then that same night, Missouri goes to Kentucky and wins at Rupp Arena for the first time ever, which was... remarkable that that's never happened. And I mean, not that they've played a ton of games there because they haven't been in the SEC that long, but I mean, you get what I'm saying. It was a special night, and Illinois is a really, really good team. And I think Jerry was right when he said that this year the NCAA tournament is going to be wide open. I also really, because we think about SLU as being a team, and they are, like, this what I'm about to say is not incorrect. We think about SLU being a team that's going to have to fight, scratch, and claw their way into the NCAA tournament and might have to win their league tournament to be able to get in. Nice to hear somebody like Jerry Palm talk as if it's a foregone conclusion that SLU is going to be an NCAA tournament team. And they are receiving some votes in the top 25 this past Monday. Let's see, they were the unofficial 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 30. They were the unofficial number 32 team in the nation in terms of receiving votes. They were about the same place when it comes to the coaches poll. So that's good to see, and it's a lot of fun right now for this college basketball community here in the area. All right, we are going to – so this is what I want to do. In fact, if you want to chime in, we'll give you the opportunity to do so. You can call in at 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me as well, at Matt Pauley on air, MATTPAULEY on air. And you can also leave a comment on the video stream. We're going to do mostly baseball for about the next hour or so. In about an hour, we're going to hear from Blues coach Jim Montgomery. So from now until about 7:30, it's going to be baseball. I would love for you to be involved in the conversation. If you would like to be involved, we'll talk through the Cardinals and their offseason and everything. We'd love to know where you stand on things, maybe what questions you might have, how you feel about some of the stuff that Heim Bloom has done. And then the overlying kind of thing that we're going to be talking through is some of the comments that were made by Rob Manfred about the direction that he wants to send the game of baseball as he is into his final few years as the commissioner of baseball. He did say that he is not, after this contract is up, he is done. He is not going to go back on it, that he is going to be done as the commissioner. So we're also going to have a new commissioner at some point in the next few years. So we're doing baseball for the next hour. Would love for you to be a part of it at 314-436-7900 or by tweeting at me or texting or leaving a video message. And we'll come back and have more in just a moment. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their Showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Moex. It's a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, continuing to take you through this Friday evening. We are with you until 8 o'clock tonight. And for the next a little bit less than an hour, we are going to be doing nothing but baseball. And we welcome in your phone calls. This is the open line portion of Sports Open Line. Your text, your tweets, your video chat messages are also welcome. If you do want to call, the phone number is 314-436-7900. 314-436-7900. That's how you call. That's how you text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, M-A-T-T-P-A-U-L-E-Y on air. Or you can leave a comment on the chat if you are watching on the video stream on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. We are there for you, and we can certainly address your comments as we go along. So it's kind of a twofold thing. I blocked out a pretty significant amount of time here to talk to you if you have any thoughts on what the Cardinals have done, if you're happy with the way this kind of rebuild and the moves that have been made, if you're wanting more, if you don't understand why more has not been done. All of that is on the table. I also wanted to spend a significant amount of time today talking through some of what Rob Manfred, the baseball commissioner, has said. And he said a lot, and that's why that's when I was thinking through the show today, I wanted to put together a significant amount of time, because I don't even know if this is going to be enough time to talk through everything that he has said. So we're just going to kind of go one by one. He was doing a radio interview, WFAN in New York, and he said that he would like to put some sort of free agent signing deadline in place. That immediately got pushback from Tony Clark, the head of the players union, as you might expect. Like Rob Manfred and the owners can't say anything without Tony Clark pushing back. But some players pushed back as well. In fact, Brent Rooker of the A's, who we've talked about on this show before, who's a really, really good follow on social media, and he's a lot of fun. He called the idea of a free agent signing deadline as, quote, pretty close to the most anti-player idea you could possibly have. Now, it's hard to talk about this without knowing what exactly a free agent signing deadline actually looks like. Like, because you can't have all of your sign. If guys are now all of a sudden, if the deadline, I'm trying to like, it's wacky to talk through, so that's why I'm stammering here. If you put a deadline in place of February 1st and there's a bunch of dudes who have not signed and it's February 1st, that doesn't mean they're not going to be able to sign and they're not going to be able to play. So again, he did not give details to the signing deadline. So it's a little bit hard for me to talk through what it looks like. But one possible idea that's been thrown out there is that there is a signing deadline, and then maybe if you sign after that deadline, there are restrictions on what type of contract you can sign, or maybe it's a window situation where there are signing windows in the offseason. And I think all those things are different things. I do not. I'm with Brent Rooker. I am not. I want there to be a spotlight on baseball in the offseason. What the motivation for Rob Manfred saying what he's saying, I agree with. Like we are like-minded in what is motivating him to say these things. What we're not like-minded with is the actual execution. Because Brent Rooker is right, and other players are right. If you put in a signing deadline, let's say that, again, let's say the signing deadline is February 1st. Well, then on the final day of January, teams are, and maybe what it is if you don't sign before February 1st, you can only sign a one-year contract, or there's a limited, or there's, you know, a limit on how much you can make. I don't know. Like, you can only sign a veteran minimum contract after a certain date. I don't know what it looks like, but let's just say there is something that would be very restrictive to players making money. Brent Rooker's right when he says that that is the most anti-player idea you could possibly have. And Rob Manfred has a problem with the players. There is a feeling amongst Major League Baseball players, especially the power brokers in Major League Baseball. In fact, there was the story that got out because Rob Manfred did a tour and met with teams across Major League Baseball. And when he was around the Phillies and Bryce Harper was in there, Harper very vehemently with strong language basically told Manfred that he was not welcome in that clubhouse. And as you might expect, that did not go well. So there is already this feeling amongst players that Rob Manfred does not have their best interest in mind. And he doesn't, by the way. He has the best interest in mind of the owners because that's his job. He works for the owners. It hasn't always been that way. You go back to previous commissioners, and commissioners were basically independent, where they were working for the game of baseball, working for players and owners. And I would love for it to go back to being that way. But the way it is now is the commissioner works for the owners. And that's not going to change. As much as I might love the idea of it changing, it simply is not going to change, barring something crazy happening. So yeah, that restricts the ability, that restricts the earning potential for players. Because if you know that there is this deadline, and again, the arbitrary date of February 1st, when you get to the final day of January, the deals that you have are the deals that you have, and there's no more room for negotiation. So I don't like the idea of the deadline, but what I do like, I think there are other ways to make this work. I'd be okay with windows and some legal tampering periods. I've talked about this a lot. The new league year starts on December 1st. And generally the winter meetings are like starting like December 8th or something. You could easily hold free agency until December 1st and start a legal tampering period for a week or so, and then open up the ability to sign when the winter meetings get started. And then there's an opportunity when there is a huge spotlight on the sport for a bunch of news to start coming through, because you're almost assured that some deals would have been worked out during that period. Maybe you take that and you say December is a period where you can sign, and or the first half of December, you take it up until around Christmas or so, and if maybe you close the window, and around January 15th or something, you open up a second window. I don't know if you're allowed to talk during that off period or what it might be, but maybe you do close down a window at some point in time in terms of actually being able to sign deals. The idea of like going quiet during that period, I would kind of like that, but I also don't believe for a second that baseball general managers and baseball president of baseball operations and player agents and things like that would not be communicating in some way, shape, or form during that period. It was also brought up, and I think this is a really good counterpoint. I think it's a really good counterpoint, and it was in that Evan Drellich article in The Athletic that I'm referencing. The counterpoint to all this is you as a team and as an organization want to be able to counteract other things that happen. So let's say the Cardinals were in a competitive window right now. They're not, but let's pretend they were. The Cubs go out and acquire Cabrera from the Marlins a couple days ago. Well, all of a sudden, what if the Cardinals, or what if, you could apply this I say the Brewers. The Brewers aren't going to make big noise in the offseason. But how about the Reds? All of a sudden, the Reds feel like, you know, 72 hours ago, you felt like your roster stood right there next to the Cubs. 48 hours ago, you think, you know what? With them adding a guy, it's a little bit different. That puts pressure on us to do something. So that's the organic things that happen during the offseason. There's a reaction to it. So if you're sitting there and putting in some sort of restriction, that limits the opportunity to react to what other teams do, and I wouldn't want that either. We will take a break. We've got more. Rob Manfred said a ton of stuff, so we're going to go through a lot of it between now and 7:30. Starting to get some text messages that are coming in. You can call in 314-436-7900 if you'd like. We're talking all things baseball. We're back with more in just a moment. You're locked in. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
We're back at it on KMOX as we do continue on. We are welcoming your various forms of getting in contact with us. If you want to call, the phone number is 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call or text. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air, or you can leave a message on the video chat if you are watching us on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. I've kind of thrown it out there that baseball-wise, whatever's on your mind, we can talk through it. We got a little bit of time here, and would love to hear what your thoughts are on where the Cardinals are at and what Heim Bloom is trying to accomplish right now, if you're happy with it or not happy with it. So that's sort of the question that's out there if you want to get in here. But we got an outside-the-box text message from Craig in St. Louis. Craig said, playoff baseball is so interesting compared to regular season baseball. What if regular season win-loss record was of series instead of single games? I think it would make regular season three times more interesting. I realize logistics of having every series be a three-game series would be difficult, but it's my idea of making the regular season more interesting. Craig, I appreciate the outside-the-boxness of, is that a term, of your text. I don't like it. It'd be way too gimmicky for me. I think you're incorrect in saying that things are going to be more interesting. There's not that many sweeps in baseball as is. I mean, there's some. It's not like there's none, but a lot of series are, you know, 1-2-1, 4-game series, 2-2, you know, things like that. We always talk about just win series and you're going to be okay. If your system were to put in place, I actually don't think there would be, say, one team won the first game and the second team won the other game, and then you go into a third game, and then whoever was going to get credit for the series win was up for that third game. Like, I actually don't think that there would be that much more attention on that third game than what there is in regular season games. Like, it's again, outside-the-box thought. I don't think it would have that much impact. I also don't like the idea of ever playing games that are meaningless. So if you go win the first two games of a series, and then all of a sudden you're playing that third game, it doesn't have meaning to it. That's bad. That's not good. So, Craig, I appreciate you listening. I'm not trying to poo-poo your idea. I appreciate the creativeness of the idea, but I am not in on that one. For sure, just not something that that I would be interested in seeing. We've got another hour of the program coming up, and then when we get done today, we are going to have our Gas House Gang replay. Got a message on the video chat asking about when Katie Wu was going to be on the station. She was on today during the Gas House Gang at 12:30, so she'll be on at 8:30. So our good friend Katie Wu, who is leaving the Cardinal beat with the Athletic to go to the Dodgers beat. She spoke today with Chris Ranji and Mike Claiborne, and you're going to be able to hear that conversation, which was really, really good because Katie's the best. You're going to be able to hear that conversation coming up at 8:30 this evening. Also, an update on the football game. Indiana is up on Oregon 7-0 after Indiana had a pick six on the first play of the game. First play of the game, pick six, return for a touchdown. Indiana is up 7-0. We'll keep you updated on that as we go along. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.